This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. Yes, my name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us on the phone from the American Red Cross here in Rochester, it's Jim Love. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good. It's always good to have you on the air with us. You guys at the Red Cross are busy, 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 and you're being pulled in 1,000 different directions. Tell us a little bit, like an overview of what the American Red Cross, the Rochester chapter as well, is involved in right now.
Sure. So right now, and as your station has reported on, we've got a number of disasters that are occurring across the country. I know we have Hurricane Ida that has devastated the Gulf Coast, including parts of New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. As of last night, we had over 1,600 people in 22 different Red Cross shelters just from Hurricane Ida alone. Then you look at the West Coast, and we've had these California wildfires that have been burning now, which seems like months to me. We've had over 17,000 people in shelters over the last couple of months. And then just what we're doing here with the Afghan refugees, we're providing food, clothing, shelter, on four different military bases right now and really helping those individuals that are coming from Afghanistan repatriate here in the United States. So we've been pretty busy.
I'll say you guys are going to need a vacation after all this. So you guys have a great network of volunteers here in Rochester, and these are people. I mean, every city has a chapter of the American Red Cross, but people from here in Rochester, they're going to these places to help out.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We've had a number of volunteers that are deployed right now across the country that are providing these relief efforts. And that's really what it boils down to, Mark. It's not the paid staff that do this work. It's just the cadre of volunteers that go out and they spend 2 to 3 weeks out in these jobs. Not only are they providing that stuff, the relief efforts nationally, we also have a fire that occurs here in the local community just about every day. So those volunteers are also out there providing food, clothing, and shelter to local residents that are having disasters.
Yeah, I always see the American Red Cross, the Rochester chapter, like right at the bottom of those articles whenever there's a house fire. And, you know, the American Red Cross has stepped up to help this family. And that's huge. I mean, that's right here in our community. So let's say in a situation like that where there is a house fire or a family gets displaced from their home, what do you guys do, like step by step?
Yeah, so the first thing that happens is we get notified by 911. We're on their emergency call list. So there's a fire, we get notified. Then we activate a volunteer disaster team to go out to the fire. They get there, they assess the situation, and they really work with the family. The way I always put it, the fire department is there to fight the fire, and the American Red Cross shows up to take care of the families. So we assess what they need, and then we provide, typically it's what's called a client assistance card, which is basically a preloaded Visa card for them to purchase food, clothing, shelter, any other incidentals they may need, medications, et cetera. We work with that family from day one, and so they're able to have long-term recovery at some point with this.
That's amazing. I can't imagine going through, you know, losing your home or your belongings and just, you know, just standing there and not having the American Red Cross there to step up and say, you know what, we've got you. Let us help you get back on your feet kind of thing. It really is amazing.
Yeah, like I said, we got such a dedicated group of volunteers that do this. They literally are the lifeblood of the organization. And when you said that, you know, it's a traumatic experience, we actually have volunteers that are trained in mental health, spiritual care as well, to deal with that emotional support that those families so direly really need.
That's amazing. So you mentioned folks are going. I mean, Ida came ashore down in the Gulf Coast, came straight up. And then out over New Jersey in that way. So there's a lot of people that were impacted by that storm. So people from Rochester just pick up and they go to these places for 3 weeks at a time and assist?
They do, actually. You know, our volunteers are all trained. Really, a lot, and most of them are trained in what we call mass care. So we've got all these shelters that are open. So those volunteers are there providing, again, that emergency sheltering and feeding for those individuals. They're on the back of our emergency response vehicles going into neighborhoods and providing food and water and ice and cleanup kits, et cetera, to people that have been impacted by these disasters. And, yes, we've got these volunteers that are deployed all across the country. I think the last I had seen, the Red Cross volunteers that are deployed right now, we have something like 1,700 volunteers right now from all across the country that are deployed to these disasters. So it's truly a remarkable relief effort.
It really is. So do these people, I mean, they have jobs, I assume. Their employers work with them and understand what they're doing and allow them the time to travel?
They do. You know, we have a lot of retirees, but we also have a lot of folks that are employed. And yes, there are a number of businesses out there that really look at this as an opportunity for their volunteers to grow and do something that's really important. So again, a lot of these businesses let their folks go for this 2 or 3 week assignment.
That's amazing. We're speaking with Jim Love of the American Red Cross, the Rochester chapter here, doing fantastic work. You mentioned Afghan refugees. Tell us about that and how the Red Cross is involved, because that's big, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so we've been with these Afghan refugees since day one. As soon as they come here to the United States, we are working in a number of different military installations across the country. Providing relief, you know, sheltering and food and clothing and helping again with the repatriation with this. This was such a horrible event, Mark, and, you know, the Red Cross as a humanitarian agency has really been there and has provided this helping hand to these thousands of people that have been displaced now.
So you are in need of volunteers. Like you said, you are pulled in different directions. Your team of volunteers, they are spread out. And you're always in need of volunteers, but now more than ever. What do you look for in a volunteer? You know, sometimes people come up with, they need somebody with more this experience than I have, so I won't volunteer. What are you looking for, and what do you train them in?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So really, it's someone that has compassion. They want to get back to their communities. They want to help someone. Those are really the qualifications that we're looking for. Once someone's interested in doing that, we get them registered as a volunteer. And then there's some online classes for them to take once they do a background check, et cetera. And really, those online classes are all disaster-based. There's an introductory class. I mentioned the mass care program. You know, once those volunteers complete that and they have the ability and the want to be deployed, we'll work with them on getting them deployed.
It really is just that simple. So is there information about this on your website, I'm guessing?
Actually, they can send an email to recruitwny@redcross.org. And if they do that, someone will respond back and they can help them start the process.
All right. Their website again is recruitwny@redcross.org.
You got it.
All right. You can email there and you can get more information on volunteering. What is the regular, I mean, what is involved when you're not traveling to save the world kind of thing? When you're not, you know, traveling down to the Gulf Coast, when you're not, what is the regular time commitment of a Red Cross volunteer locally?
You know, really, it's whatever they're interested or whatever their time availability is. You know, we have some volunteers, like I mentioned, that are retired that we see in the office, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, and they're available to go on disasters or local calls. But other volunteers only may have a couple hours a month in order to respond. It really is, once you become a volunteer, we really work with your schedule.
So this is a great opportunity for you to be able to give back and to work with such a reputable organization. I mean, everybody has such high regard for the American Red Cross and the local chapter, of course, here. You get to work with Jim. You get to work with a great team of people. And we always enjoy working with you when we do our blood drives with you, like we did a few weeks ago at our the September 11th blood drive. We love working with you guys because just a wonderful team of volunteers who just like to get things done, like to solve problems, like to move forward, like to get things done. They are looking for volunteers now. That email address again that Jim gave out was recruitwny@redcross.org to inquire about becoming a volunteer. It's recruitwny@redcross.org to email about information on that. Now, while we have you here, Jim, in the last couple of minutes here, blood drives. You guys are always doing blood drives. You need blood. Cut to the chase.
We need blood, Mark. Yes. You know, we're in this critical need right now. And again, I want to thank you and the station for really sponsoring that blood drive earlier this month. You know, this is a critical need for us. You know, it's been a tough summer, and we have a number of blood types that are in critical levels right now. And I think that, you know, we need to get folks in and to get blood. So if you're able to do that, I would encourage your listeners to make an appointment. You can go to www.redcrossblood.org. find the nearest blood drive by putting your zip code in. And if you can give, please do that.
And a lot of these now, you make an appointment and then you go, you're in, you give blood, you eat the crackers, you lay down for a second, then you're out on your way. So it's very efficient. There's not a lot of waiting around anymore. Not that there ever was, but I mean, you guys are streamlined the process even more.
We really have. You know, during COVID, we learned a lot of lessons. And again, as you mentioned, you know, we're going to appointment only, so it cuts down on that wait time. We're still abiding by COVID protocols, which means we are providing social distancing. We're doing temperature checks. We're disinfecting everything more than we typically do. So it's really a safe environment for anybody that wants to give. And again, we're cutting down that time of you having to wait or be in the chair because of the appointment base.
So if you're able to give blood and what's the name of that group again, Jim, that I always forget? Every time we chat, I always forget the name of the group. That gives all the time?
The Sixer Club.
Yes. There you go. There you go. Become part of that. Become part of that. Reach out to the American Red Cross. Go to their website. You put in your zip code. You are going to find blood drives that are near you. And if you're interested in becoming a volunteer with the American Red Cross, that email address, again, is recruitwny@redcross.org. That's recruitwny@redcross.org. And if you've got some time to give, it's not a huge time commitment, but if you're able to step up and do that, you can make a huge impact here in our community, but beyond that as well. And it's a good team of people. Jim Love, American Red Cross, anything you want to say to our audience here that we didn't talk about yet?
Well, again, Mark, I just want to thank the entire community for their support with all these disaster reliefs, their financial contributions. And again, as you stated, if they're able to volunteer, we are in critical need right now for volunteers and for blood at the moment. So it only takes a minute.
Absolutely. Again, the email address is recruitwny@redcross.org. Jim Love, the American Red Cross, Rochester. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.